I got off the 45A somewhere around the new estates, which were advertised as being in Killiney, but were really in just a field. And I was going to the house at the top of the world. Brian Carroll lived around here somewhere. And after school, I'd sometimes go back to his place and sing with his brother Dermot. He knew all the Motown songs. Sometimes I think about him, and I heard that he's a civil servant in Cork, which is funny for a guy who used to sing Motown songs. Soon I'd come to the Leopardstown dual carriageway. It was the first dual carriageway in Ireland, and it was 100 yards long. I liked the name. I don't remember a town being there, and I certainly saw no leopards. But I had to cross it anyway to get to the house on the top of the world. Everyone thought the dual carriageway was great and modern, and every Saturday the Bowsies, Yahoos, Gutter Snipes and Corner Boys would empty out of the pubs and scream like wild Saturday night leopards, drunk and fast and delirious for that blessed 100 yards. People were always getting killed. I ducked and weaved, and it was fun, and I made it over and up the small road past the Silver Tassie, along the riverbank past the Proddy Church and off left up the lane to the house at the top of the world, where you lived. Mother in her sensible shoes and your father in his tea cozy woolly hat, bright eyes and a room full of old hoarded yellowing newspapers and 1920s photos of the burn. And you, busy in the kitchen, half glad to see me, half nervous with your parents around. You'd take me for a walk around the field and down the lane, and when the evening fell, your father would light the peat fire and show me pictures of the West taken in the 20s, and then he'd go to bed. And the night was full of you, and the evening, and the peat fire, and the house on the top of the world. And then it was time to go and risk death again in the dark of the Leopardstown dual carriageway. And on the way back, I felt I could just jump the whole bloody thing.